last night, NBA Finals Game 1 in Oklahoma City. And joining us now on the ticket hotline is an old friend of the show. It's our favorite octogenarian. He was working the game last night in Oklahoma City. It's Jesse the Usher. Good morning, Jesse.
Hello.
Yes. Jesse, do you have us?
Yeah, I can barely hear you. You're going to have to speak up a little bit. You there?
Yeah, Jesse, we're here. Good morning to you, and we just wanted to know how it went last night at the game.
Oh, well, thank you very much for congratulating me on that. I sure do appreciate it. You know, my normal job is ushering out at the ballpark in Arlington and helping people find their seats and helping people find the bathroom after they eat that 2-foot-long hot dog.
Right.
But, yeah, my grandson, one of my grandsons, he lives up there in Oklahoma City, and he got me a job there at that Thunder Arena. So I was up there ushering people around. It was quite a spectacle, that NBA game.
Yeah.
And I had to work pretty high up in the arena, and I tell you, climbing up those stairs at my age is so tough. Because I got bronchitis. And ain't nobody got time for that.
No, climbing all those stairs. I can't believe they made you, at your age, go to the upper deck.
Lord, I tell you, that's what I tell them, too, and they didn't listen to me. But I finally got up there about third quarter. I finally got in position. But and I know I'm not supposed to, but during the game, just because I'm such a maverick homer, I snuck into the Heat locker room and broke into LeBron's locker and crushed his stupid Woody Allen glasses under my hush puppies.
You did.
I sure as hell did.
You're tired of seeing those things, huh?
Oh, so tired. I want to slap them stupid things off his face every time I see him. And that's a God's honest truth, I tell you.
It is pretty weird.
Well, it is, Jody, and I don't understand why a young black man would want to look like Harry Carey. They should be trying to look like 50 Cent or whatever rap artist is popular these days. M&M's.
M&M's.
Yes. And I did have one little incident I wanted to share with you two fellas.
Yes, please do.
about the game last night that we've been talking about. I had escorted a drunk and naked Mark Cuban from Chesapeake Arena last night.
What was he doing there?
Well, I don't know exactly why he wanted to be there, but he was out of his mind on bath salts.
Oh, he was not.
He was not taking being in the not finals pretty hard.
he wished his team were back there.
Yeah, and at one point, as I'm trying to escort him out of there, he turned to me and tried to chew my face off.
Oh, come on.
Boy, he has lost it.
So I turned the tables on him, and I chewed his face off.
Oh, gosh.
And as he looked at me afterwards with a face that kind of looked like pizza that someone had peeled the toppings off, he said, "I don't care that you chewed my face off, Jesse, because I can get a new one." And in fact, he said that he only got the one that was in my belly just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, my gosh. That's a long way to go to get to that joke.
And I heard you talking while I was on hold about prison.
Yes.
And
yes, Jesse.
From the Alcatraz.
Yes, from the Alcatraz.
Yeah, I escaped from prison once.
Really?
Yeah, I was doing 10 to 15 in Huntsville for B&E back in the 70s. And me and a couple men who were doing life, we decided that we had had enough of being the queens of cell block C. That's what they used to call us.
Mm-hmm.
The queens of cell block C. So we decided to escape. And it took us a year to dig a hole in the wall using a rock hammer that I kept hitting in the buttocks every day.
Oh, gosh.
Wow.
That's painful.
So finally we escaped, and I traveled up here towards Dallas Way, and I got a job selling sewing machines at the Singer store in Cleveland. But as a reminder of my rougher days, still, to this day, I keep a rock hammer hidden in my butt.
Painful reminder.
Oh, man.
It's a painful reminder. Well, I got to get out of here because I got my nieces coming by to take me to a doctor's appointment. But
good luck with that.
I want to say that, Jub, I'm going to be at your Jub concert on the 27th.
Oh, you are? Well, that'd be great, Jesse. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, and I look forward to meeting all of your listeners.
Well, good. We'll look forward to seeing you out there.
And maybe doing a few Jimmy Rogers songs up there.
Okay. We'd love to have you.
What's that now?
I said we'd love to have you.
All right. I can't understand you. I'm going to hang up now.
All right. We'll see you.
Bye-bye.
That's Jesse the Usher working some overtime in Oklahoma City last